Nou, wij.
I love spring.
You're kind of springy today.
I feel springy. Dining up.
You've
fresco.
Got the orange and the coral and the royal blue. Very pretty.
And Thanks. The springy personality.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love spring. It's just a little pep in your step. No tulips around here, really, but a little pep in your step.
You know what's really nice is just getting that daylight back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It
the
is
second
so grateful.
The time changes, I hate it for a day because it feels like I'm waking up late. But it is so nice to have daylight. I wish they would just quit that altogether.
You know, Arizona doesn't ever change their time.
Neither does Indiana or Illinois. One of those two don't either.
Yeah, it's
Very
interesting.
Very wise people there.
Yeah, they're never confused. Yeah. They got it.
I don't like when it's dark at 4 o'clock.
Neither do I.
It's kind of counterproductive.
Well.
Cut your day.
It does. Mm-hmm. And it's, well, on
and
that
I'm not
note,
getting out of bed at 5 to see the sun come up.
Right?
Like, seriously, who does that?
On that note, it's National Student Athlete Day.
Ooh. I thought it was National Charlie Something Day.
Yeah, National Sorry Charlie Day.
I love that.
Sorry, Charlie. I think I named my kid that just so I could tell it to him sometimes.
No, because
really
you named him Downtown
Sorry,
Charlie Brown.
Sorry, Charlie. Can't have it. it's also National Teflon Day. Teflon, like, changed the way cooking has been done.
So that means that you can be like Ronald Reagan and you can say anything you want and it won't stick.
Ha ha!
That's good. Clever.
Well, they called him the Teflon president.
Yep.
And because honestly, he had great speech writers. I remember when I was in high school watching him give speech on TV, you know, addressing the nation or in debates when he was running for office. And I was always like, it was like watching Walter Cronkite. I mean, the man was just great. He had the best speechwriters ever. And because he had his acting background.
Right.
He was the first one who brought the whole package and redefined politics.
It's not overrated, my friends. It's
God love that man.
So you're listening to The Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. I have a full house of really attractive, busy women. I'm very excited. So we have Lainey Frame. She's heads up our women's build here at the Indian River Habitat. We have Holly Bolero of Bolero and Bolero Real Estate. She's the race coordinator for this upcoming Sunday's 5K. And then, of course, my partner in crime is
How
Kitty Wagner.
How fast do I have to run to be
you
in this
walk.
Race?
You can walk.
You can
crawl.
You can bring a stroller.
Yeah.
You can bring your golf cart.
I was going to say.
It's encouraged.
Golf pimped, I don't want to say pimped, but a pimped up golf cart is going to be leading the race.
Deck it
That's
out.
A better
really?
Term for that.
That's cool. Yeah.
Maybe really gussied up.
Mm-hmm. Gussied.
But I really like the word pimp.
I did too. Fine.
So that'll be leading cart. You.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Racers can still sign up this week or on the day of the race, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
$25.
$25 until, and then the day of, 30. Groups of five or more, I should tell you, too, then the price goes to 20.
Oh,
right on.
Get a little group.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's a lot of groups of running ladies and so forth that are like teachers. They get up at like 4 in the morning. Wow.
There's a lot
Before
of lawyers
they
that
teach.
Get up and run.
Yeah. So
when
they
I
would
used
be
to ride my bike
this.
Early, I'd see every lawyer in town.
Oh. Well, you know that they're healthy then.
It's got to be stress
important.
Related.
We have some great sponsors in Caliber Home Loans and Protected Title. And Holly, being that you are a real estate agent and I'm sure familiar with them, do you have any kind words about these great sponsors?
Yeah. So in real estate, it's not just the realtor finding you a house. It's the full package. You need somebody who's good in title, somebody who can get the loan done. And both of those companies I've worked with, they're excellent.
That's important.
Very personable, very local. They always have the answer. If I ever have a question, ring, 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 hello, and they got it.
And they go above and beyond. I just heard a success story with Protected Title where the gal had to go pick up the check and drop off keys for the other realtor that had just left town, that everything was supposed to happen earlier that day and it didn't. Mm-hmm. So it just worked out really well. And then, of course, with Caliber using only local appraisers, it really helps
it
to
helps
make
It helps a lot. And
the
they're very hands-on so that, you know, are always a step above.
So there you have it, folks. An endorsement from one of our guests. That's always a
it's
nice
It's always good
thing.
To get it from a realtor because you guys are the ones out, you know,
well, you
who's going to get the job done and who isn't. Because, you know, your clients get to pick on a lot of cases who they're going with. And so you see a success and a failure rate. And so, you know, it's good to get a great recommendation from a realtor.
Absolutely. So we're out pounding the pavement. They're behind the scenes making sure it all gets done. So, you know, you feel comfortable in their hands.
Yeah.
Well said. How big is the Bolero and Bolero team these days?
We have just over 50 agents.
Wow.
That's
wonderful.
That's a lot.
We have three offices, one in Sebastian, two in Vero, downtown and on the beach. So we're covering all areas.
Very excellent. Cool.
That's very important, and it's great that you represent Indian River County to to its fullest.
Now, is that just residential, or do you do commercial as well?
We do a dabble a little bit in commercial, primarily residential, a lot of rentals, vacant land.
Oh, you do rentals?
Yeah, we do.
Right on.
Oh. Yeah.
See, this is great feedback. So if our listeners say, I want to check out more Bolero Bolero, is there a website they can go to?
There is. It's boleroproperties.com, and you can check us on Facebook, Instagram. However you want to get us, we're available.
Yep, that's
great. Very cool. Yep. Very cool. We always love to hear the exciting part of real estate. I know that I was looking through the paper this past Sunday, and they said that February sales had been down. But it looked like there was still some of the offices that had tremendous Februarys, yourselves included. There was a great little write-up.
Mm-hmm. So usually it spikes in March, April, because, you know, people are here for the season, and then they're kind of looking throughout the season, and then they're narrowing it down towards the end of season. So
that
now it's kind of when people are making their decisions.
And then they get the properties worked on while they're away. Then they hire White Glove Moving.
Of course,
because
exactly.
they want really good, reliable, trustworthy movers that can provide short and long-term storage. It's a win-win.
Well, I believe that spike because people are starting to look before they, you know, before the school year is out to kind of find a good neighborhood, figure out where they want to go, see if they can find a house. And you know, if it were me, if I needed to move to, say, get a larger house or whatever, and I had a child in school, I'd want to move like the second school was out for
right,
the summer.
Exactly.
So they have all summer to get acclimated.
Very common. Mm-hmm. And we have all these people here for season. You know, they're here for 3 months, January to March, and then in March they're like, okay, we went to the moorings, we like the moorings, so that they're gonna make their decision.
Exactly.
So they're kind of feeling out the area.
And it was pouring down rain all January and February. It was cold, wet, and rainy.
And they had good winters up there. Their, you know, onslaught of snow and stuff came later. So we've been enjoying, I think, a later season this go round. So that's good
news.
It
sure seems like it.
It is busy, isn't it?
That's wonderful. Yeah. More and more people are staying year round, and that's really encouraging. And in fact, if they're looking to sink their teeth into some volunteerism, Women's Build is a great resource for them.
It is.
Lainey, you said that you do this on an annual sort of setup where it's 2 times a week. So people don't have to just dedicate themselves to, say, the National Women's Build Week, which is going to be
But it'll give you a taste of what we do if
that
you show
sense.
Up for that.
That
if you
makes
like
sense.
It, you can continue.
And there's other realms of Habitat that they could volunteer in if they didn't want to commit to.
We have a home store.
I was going to say,
you all know.
Half the stuff in my restaurant came from the ReStore.
Oh, they
all those
they
dining
do
room tables.
Very, very well. Oh, is that where that
That's where I get all those.
A little shab chic.
Yeah.
Very nice stuff.
Well, no, some of them are really like that Queen Anne that I got. That was a score. You guys had it this summer, and it was like $200, and I thought, oh, okay, I'll get it, and I got busy. Went back the next day, and you were having a 50% off sale.
All right.
I was like, I will take this right now.
That's right.
I don't even have a truck.
Great,
we will tie
it
to my bumper if I have to.
Gotta love that positive karma. Or, of course, you could just have White Glove pick it up for a low,
this
low,
is true.
Flat fee.
Exactly.
A low, low, flat fee. I clearly don't talk to her enough throughout the week.
You.
I guess
we
remember
just established that.
Since we've been together.
Jeez. Wow.
I could have had you guys pick up my washer and dryer, and I could have slept in this morning.
That's right.
Is so true, yeah.
I know.
All local pickup and deliveries, two men. A flat $95 at White Glove. We just help you
get
stuff home.
I would have paid that in a second.
Yeah, and we put things together.
That's a really good price.
It's great
to advertise that. That's
it
excellent.
Because by the time you rent a truck and get a couple of guys. It,
and
like,
gas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Gas
and time
is expensive.
Is money.
It truly is.
And then
is.
It gets dinged because you don't have professionals.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah, I like my stuff. I want it nice.
A lot of things don't fit through the actual door. And so we always have the tools to take off the door, to make things
take
work.
Out the window.
Put it back.
Yeah, and then put
the
it
house back.
Back
together.
Yeah, that's what happens when you hire experienced professionals. Even if it is a great rate, you just say, oh, that's so handy that they had all that stuff with them.
You know what? That's exactly what happened when I moved into the house I'm in now about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, it's a second story house. No problem. You know, it's got a big stairwell, and I got a stairwell outside. Oh, the things that would not go up the stairs. The washer, the dryer, the couch, almost my bed frame. You know?
Did you call Anna?
No, but at the time, we got upstairs what we could. I should have called Anna, but a lot of stuff is still in the garage.
Right.
And the question is, do I take the picture window out upstairs and get that crap in there? Or do I just buy new stuff, which is more exciting for me?
Right? I tell you, there's been, you should really call 866-GLOVE-10 to help with all of your moving frustrations, my friends.
Yes, and, you because know, we you and your crew would have laughed
and we do
and they
big
been
picture
like,
windows.
They would have been like, we got this.
Right?
That's right.
We're the professionals.
There wouldn't have been holes in my walls by the time we got done trying to shove things up the stairs.
But it got done. A
yeah,
for
it
effort.
Did. Everything, A for effort. Everything but Esther got up the stairs.
Did you know that in 1875, this day in history, April 6th, 1875, Alexander Graham Bell was granted a patent for the multiple telegraph, which sent two signals at the same time? Think how far along we've come since 1875.
Does our cell phone do that now?
How many signals are we sending now?
Oh my God. Multiple, I would think.
Billions.
And just think about how many people we can call in.
Think of your cookies and data and all the connection that data is connected to. I can't even think about it. Not with this kind of wine.
And you know, and then here's something. I love your honesty. I really thought that the Olympics have been going on since nearly the beginning of the Roman Empire,
since
right?
Naked but, men were running.
Right.
Yeah, we like that.
And wouldn't let the ladies participate. What?
They
so
had
ridiculous.
To judge. That's the best part.
I wish that was the truth, kidding.
I know.
But 1896, April 6, 1896, the first modern Olympic Games began in Athens, Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me what you want to tell me. Cindy's very educated.
Modern.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. See, you were smart, Anna. Modern.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just thought it would have gone even longer than that, but 1896, so...
Well, there was the Middle Ages and the Black Plague and all that stuff. Everybody was confused.
That's true.
This is
first
so
they even ancient. Lost the formula for concrete for hundreds and hundreds of years.
No way.
It's true.
How do we make that way? Concrete? Darn
it's
it.
True.
And then think about this. 1924, April 6, 1924, four planes left Seattle on the first successful flight around the world.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Think of how advanced we are in aviation, and it hasn't even been that long. I know that this past week when I was in the Dallas area, I took my son, who is an aspiring pilot. That's that Sorry Charlie kid that I was talking about. And
Sorry Charlie.
Sorry Charlie. We can't make it to the museum. Mom came to the flight a day early. I would like to thank American Airlines for helping me out with that big shindig too. That was something.
Oh boy.
But with that being said, we went to the Frontiers of Flight Museum and they documented like the golden age of flight and so forth. It was so inspirational. They had big reenactment of the Wright Brothers airplane and so forth. But to think that so many people tried on successfully so many times to fly around the world, and in 1924 they finally nailed it, and they went out in teams. It's better than to send one person all by herself. Where's Amelia? We can't find her.
Not quite sure.
It's a little frustrating.
She's a little late getting
home. Jeez. Then they thought
home.
Of the buddy system.
She's a little, we don't know if she's, you know, no one knows.
What it is.
So she's still late. That's it.
So this Sunday, it's the big Realtors 5K. We're looking for runners. Do they get t-shirts?
There's t-shirts. We have t-shirts, goodie bags. You'll get little things from Countryside Citrus, a free ice cream cone. Kill One's a free ice cream cone.
Oh, are you kidding? I'll do it for that.
Casey's coupons, nice. Chelsea's. I mean, all
Ooh,
kinds
great.
Of good stuff.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
A little takeaway.
All right. So they can register online.
They can register online if they go to the Realtors Facebook page.
Okay.
There's a link. You can register online. You can go Runners Depot. Just go to Runners Depot or you can call me and I'll come to you.
Ideal. Beautiful. No excuses then. Making it
no
really easy.
No excuses.
So today's National Walking Day, but if you didn't participate, you can run your little heart out
or walk.
On Sunday.
Or crawl.
Or skateboard.
Or crawl, lady.
You get a t-shirt.
You can scooter. You can skateboard.
Yeah. Or bring your pimped-out golf cart.
You can ride in the SAG golf cart in the back all decked out.
It's perfect. There's so many options to help support local habitat. That's this Sunday, 8 o'clock the festivities begin, and then you can go about your Sunday.
Yep.
So
can we make our own t-shirts for that?
Yes, bring them.
Dude.
Yeah, there's an golf award. Attire.
Yeah,
best
award
golf
for best
dress.
Golf. Yep.
Right?
Yes.
You can
I'm going to make a t-shirt that says, best costume ever, I'm number one.
Oh, see, she's so original. We're almost in the home stretch, my friends. Make sure you visit theveroinsider.com to live link to all of our wonderful sponsors. And on our Facebook page, you'll find information about the upcoming events that we're always promoting. Don't go anywhere.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2222. 2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero, 772-999-2652.
It's time to buy a home, that is, whether it's your first home or upgrading. We at Caliber Home Loans have years of experience and can navigate you through the complexities of lending, offering free pre-approvals and local appraisers, allowing you to shop with confidence. Buying a home, looking to refinance, or simply have questions, call the Caliber Home Loans team at 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER. And online at CaliberTreasureCoast.com.
Known in Vero Beach as the full-service jewelry store specializing in the finest diamonds direct from Antwerp, John's wide jewelry selection includes timeless classics in gold and platinum with beautiful gemstones from around the world. If you love antiques, see his extensive estate jewelry collection. Services include appraisals by a graduate gemologist and expert jewelry repairs by in-house goldsmiths. Visit johnmatthewsjewelry.com.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chamber said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Woo! Spring feels good.
Oh, you're just all saucy.
I love it. I'm feeling all rejuvenated, you know? You get a little time in with the family, and you get a weekend off of work. And
things wow. slow down just a little. And then, luckily enough, this year, this week has been really nice and kind of cooler and beautiful.
It's the perfect time
it's
to dine
perfect
out fresco.
Spring.
It's perfect spring. You're listening to the Vero Insider, by the way, my friends. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. We are chatting about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I was really excited. One of my sponsors of the show called me up and said, you promote the Hair Studio of Vero. I'm looking to change up my hair person. It's been an on-again, off-again, love-hate relationship with my current person. I want to make a switch, but I want to interview my potential new hair girl first. I said, absolutely.
Very
That's
smart.
A great idea.
Very smart.
Because let's face it, it's an investment of your time. Mm-hmm. It's an investment of your money.
Well, and it's very personal.
It mm-hmm. is. And obviously, the interview went well because they are loving each other. And the experience that you can get at the Hair Studio of Vero Beach, the beyond affordable professionalism that comes with a master colorist that you get in Melissa, as well as her team. They handle men's hot shaves. They do male cuts that are outside of regular thinking. You don't always have to go to a butcher to get a really good cut. At the same
exactly.
time, oh, did I say butcher?
You mean barber?
I did. I did. Well, that's what it
well,
seems
like.
Well,
a lot
like.
Of barbers have a good, it's like a good butchering
job.
Skills.
I've been there, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, terrible.
I'm looking at that going, that's not a cut. That's
yeah.
like a,
a lawnmower.
So you're like, I could have put a salad bowl on your head and done better.
Right?
Or just give me the zero or the one clippers and I got it.
And so, but, you know, then there's a lot of men these days that have a different style. They're not doing the flat top anymore or some
no,
of those
yeah.
looks. And so you really do want a stylist to be able to help you and then help with the maintenance. So if you're considering a change or you're looking for maybe a little bit more affordability, some of the salons are somewhat pretentious. You're looking to have it be a little bit more comfortable, relaxed setting. Consider the Hair Studio of Vero Beach and just let Melissa know that Anna sent you. She'll be coming in the Monday before Mother's Day. She's going to be running some great Mother's Day promos and
nice.
So forth.
Yeah.
So that's something great. Again, our sponsors are great to us and we hope that you'll be great to them. We only promote them because we think that they do great things.
Oh, she's amazing too. Yeah. She's very good at what she does.
Yeah, she comes up with a custom program for you and works with your budget, and that's important.
And also, the one thing is that I've heard from other people that have gone, because I've talked about her off the show,
is that, you know, you're not, you go in for a typical highlight job and it can take anywhere from an hour to 3 hours, depending on, you know, what's going on. She apparently is quick, as in, you know, you're in the chair, you're ready to go, and she is with you and she's got it and you're good. And it's, you're not going to be sitting in the chair, you know, any longer than you have to be, to get a phenomenal result. It's not like she wandered off and is cutting somebody else's hair.
So true.
When you need to wrap it up, because you got to get back to your life. You got kids, you got a job, you got things to do.
Well said.
Yeah.
And she serves a complimentary glass of wine if you ask.
There you go.
Always ready to ask for that. Yay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to be there anyhow, mm-hmm. you know, you might as well. You might. It's National Caramel Popcorn Day.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Delish.
But it sticks to my teeth.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah. And then it gets
after
in my
having
teeth.
Braces, I can't really do popcorn anymore, but I appreciate those that can.
I like popcorn flavored ice cream.
I love the smell of caramel popcorn.
Oh, God.
I do.
You know what?
It's
love
addicting.
The smell of butter popcorn, especially when it's got that fake butter all over it.
Oh.
That's so bad of me as a chef.
Yeah.
But the fake butter smells more like butter than regular butter does. It really have a smell.
They really perfected that fragrance.
They did. It's frightening. I don't like
so
to eat
true.
It because it does terrible things to me.
Right. But there's nothing good about it.
No.
But it is sinfully delicious.
It just smells amazing.
Well, if I don't get that husband of mine and my son to the Batman Superman movie this
weekend.
Oh, good
weekend. God. Ooh.
I know. I might,
Alec went
I might not
Friday.
Have a relationship
he
any
said
longer.
It was amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like long. It's like 2.5 hours
was,
long.
I know. Bruce was like, I'm going to have to take a nap before I go to the movie. And then Alec goes, well, I had to wake him up after 10 minutes because he was snoring. But then I asked him later, I said, well, so how was the movie when the kid wasn't around? And he was like, actually, it was really good. Okay, then.
There you have it.
Yeah. So don't go right after dinner. Go before dinner.
Right. Yeah. Don't want to be in a food coma.
You'll make it through.
Especially if Kitty's your better half and she cooks for you. That's just, you're asking for a food coma. all right. So Lainey's in the house. It was a whole year since she was with us last. We're talking about the upcoming National Women's Build Week. You have dedicated 11 years of volunteerism for this particular project. That is
and
so
this,
inspirational.
This woman, I have to mention on air, has a permanent smile.
Yeah.
You
such
have the
a
best
lovely
smiling
lady.
Face. Her cheeks and everything. She's got it down, man.
Mm-hmm.
She's a happy woman.
Thanks, Kitty. But I'm around you guys. That always makes me happy.
Aw. Well, tell me, I mean, what got you started in Women's Build to begin with?
Well, actually, I had moved here. I hadn't lived here very long. And it was kind of looking around for something to do. And there was a group of us that said, I bet we could do that. We had no idea what we
you
were doing.
You had no prior experience.
But you can.
Wow. And we said, I bet we could do that. And it fit in, you know, you could still work and do it on Saturdays or whatever. And we started off and there were a whole bunch of people. And, you know, through the years, there are different people. But there's still, I'd say, a couple of dozen core people that actually were there from the beginning. And then, of course,
that's
a lot
commitment.
Of people have been there 5, 7, 10 years. And yes, and you don't have to go every day, obviously. But
right.
And our Fellsmere sometimes closes in the summer, which makes it. But we do other things. We go to the warehouse and build sheds and things like that.
Oh, for sure. There's always something to build at the Habitat.
It's always kind of fun.
With all their different events and the fun games that they put on and the various whatnots, I bet that they keep you wonderfully busy. Always something to paint. Or touch up. But this upcoming Women's Build, the National Week, this is being hosted by Lowe's.
It
they're
is.
The big sponsor.
Lowe's is our sponsor, and they're just wonderful.
They
are
wonderful.
A couple of weeks ago, they had a clinic where they kind of taught different tools and things to those who felt to come, wanted to come.
Oh, great.
That was a good turnout. And the Women Build, Thursday, May 5th, 7:30 in the morning. You don't have to bring anything except closed-toed shoes.
Okay.
Comfortable clothes, something that, you know, feel good. Maybe a hat.
There you go.
Sunscreen.
And you provide the drinks.
Oh, we'll give you the drinks. We'll give you a snack. We'll show you how to do everything. We've got the tools. You'll have a good time.
That sounds like a great way to get involved and see if you like it. It's not an overcommitment. Just a few weeks away, get a group of ladies together.
Right.
It's IRC Women Build.
Yes.
At gmail.com.
It is.
You can shoot my friend Lainey a little message. She'd be happy to sign you and your team up, get you ready to go. Of course, you've been listening to The Vero Insider. Visit TheVeroInsider.com. And until next week, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.